This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.talk's Daily Insight for April the 24th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. It says there, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." End of quote. It is a small verse, however, the life purpose of Apostle Paul somehow is capsuled in this tiny verse. Before his encounter with Jesus on his way to Damascus, his life purpose was a different one. He wrote in verse 14 of the same chapter, he said, "I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers." End of quote. You see, he was proud of his Jewish heritage. He wrote in Philippians chapter 3 that he had more reasons to be confident in himself than others. He said he was circumcised on the eighth day. He is from the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee in regard to the knowledge of the law, full of zeal in persecuting the Christian church, faultless based on the law. Look, what a wonderful resume he had. Now, after knowing Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, his life purpose has altogether changed completely. No more confident just in his heritage. No more zealous for the religion and the knowledge of the law. He has one unique purpose now. He says, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." End of quote. If he lives, he lives for Christ and the work entrusted to him by the loving Lord. And now if he dies, it is a gain, because he would be in the presence of the Lord in heaven. He also says in verses 23 to 24, "I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body." End of quote. You see, his desire is to depart from his body and be with Christ in heaven, which he knows is better. However, it is necessary that he remain in the body for a little bit more time for the sake of them, for the sake of the preaching of the gospel. He understood God's purpose for his life. You see, it is marvelous to see Paul, who was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor before. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. He stayed focused on his God-given purpose until his last breath, when he understood his purpose from the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 9 verse 1 to 6 and verse 5. He repeatedly said this, "Rejoice in the Lord," in this epistle of Philippians. Even though he wrote this epistle from the prison, he was arrested for the cause of the gospel. You see, prison is the last place we expect a call for rejoicing. Don't you agree? Now, what was the reason? You see, if you are focused on your God-given purpose, you can face your problems. Your God-given purpose is much bigger than your problems. Even prison cannot fade the vision of God he gave to him, and it could not contain the joy of the Lord inside his heart. See, the prison cannot fade the vision of God, and it could not contain the joy of the Lord in his heart. Beloved, God still is in the business of turning a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor like Saul to a servant and a warrior of Christ like Apostle Paul. You see, if he can do this in Saul's life, who later became Paul, he can do it in your life. Paul himself wrote this in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. He said, "But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life." End of quote. Saul, who became Paul, is the prime example of God's grace and patience. The grace available in Jesus Christ, even for the worst blasphemer, persecutor, and violent aggressors. Listen, beloved, God loves you. He gives a new and beautiful purpose for your life. When you come to Jesus Christ, God makes you a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. He's going to make you an honorable vessel for His divine purpose. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I heard how wonderfully you showed forth your great patience, love, and grace in Saul's life, that he could become the Apostle Paul, the greatest missionary of all time for Lord Jesus Christ. I admit I am a sinner. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Reveal me your divine purpose for my life and use me for your glory. I thank you for saving me and granting me eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.